Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Connor, what rejoin was that?
Jake, is that the first time we've ever played that? Don't lie.
That is the that is the Femi and Friends hour rejoin. Full disclosure.
Yeah. So you met. It's a mistake.
Is this a bag fumble?
No give backs.
Well, I
no take backs.
I already Venmo'd him.
That's right. You already crowned him the winner. So all right. This is like dropping the Stanley Cup or whatever.
I'm being serious and like feel free to like bash me here. In my head. With my like inflated sense of self and ego, I feel like it's really impressive that like I can hear a rejoin and immediately be like, we've never played that on the show before. Is that impressive or is that not impressive? And if it's not impressive, I need you to tell me because I need to be brought down a level here.
I feel like I'm the wrong person to ask because to me it felt so normal, but it's because I hear it all the time. Like, I guess.
Bill,
you know what?
Bill, is it impressive?
Yeah, I don't think I'm the right person to ask.
I think it's impressive, but it's not like award-winning impressive. But you know, your ears locked into the show.
Thank God.
Not doing the Marconi. That email.
I think Bill has clinched pineapple of the week. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Bill did book Tom Glavin today. That's fair. Tyler's the pineapple of the week. Honestly, like, Addie should be the pineapple of the week because she, like, wasn't here, but, like, I feel like that's not right. So Tyler can be pineapple of the week this week. Listen to the show in podcast form. Check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Continuing on with the NFL bets, Femi. The more I think about it, the more I really like that over in Bears-Ravens. How are the Ravens not scoring a ton with all these Bears injuries? And the Ravens defense stinks.
Yeah, and the thing that the Ravens do really well, obviously, is running the football, and that's where the Bears, whether they're healthy or not, they can't stop the run. So the Ravens should move the football. And here's the thing. So Caleb Williams in chase mode, how do we feel about that?
Well,
because like when all the play action stuff
like,
is not
I feel
working.
Like it's good for the over. I feel like it's good for the over no matter what happens.
I think the over is great if the Bears take the lead. I do worry a little bit about Caleb in chase mode.
Okay. Ravens team total over. We could talk about it more on Sunday.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where my head's at here is maybe the over for the game. All right. Niners and the Texans, Femi, on Sunday in Houston. Houston, a 2-point home favorite, total in the game 42. Mac Jones gets another start. Ricky Pearsall, I can't get on the field, and he's screwing one of my dynasty teams. Bryce Huff, Iter Gross-Matos, both out on the Niners defensive line, which is already down Nick Bosa. Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, both out for Houston. Their wide receiving core is going to be Xavier Hutchinson and the two Iowa State rookies, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel. I'll go first here, Femi. I think the Texans are going to win this game. I think the Niners will have no pass rush on C.J. Stroud, and I think that they'll make the Texans' offense actually look good here. Give me the Houston Texans on the money line at a small price.
Could I interest you in, like, a Niners teaser? Like, do you think Houston blows them? I don't know if Houston ever blows them out in the game, just because that offensive line is so...
I think we're going to get... My prediction is, I think we get a bad Mac Jones game here.
Going up against a hellacious pass rush. Like, that Texans... Like, if there's anything that you could... hold up high for Houston, it's Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter in that pass rush. Like, those guys are awesome. I mean, Anderson scored the touchdown last Monday night. I'm waiting for a three, and I don't think we're going to get there. But if we ever got to a three, I would bet the 49ers. But at 2.5, I think we're just right. Like, Texans, small favorite at home. That's what the market has it at. No interest for me from betting him. I don't have a strong conviction on Houston. But Niners at three, I will bet that.
Yeah, Houston money line minus 130 is the price right now. I like that. All right, to the 4 o'clock slate we go. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers off the loss to Detroit on Monday night. 3.5-point road favorites at Spencer Rattler and the Saints. I'm starting Spencer Rattler in a dynasty league this week. We'll see how it goes. Total is 46.5. Emeka Buka is expected to play. Chris Godwin out. Bucky Irving out. Hassan Reddick's out. Bad. Vita Vea questionable. Did not practice on Friday. Mike Evans is obviously out, maybe for the rest of the season. Chris Olave will play for New Orleans. Femi, how are you betting Bucks and Saints?
I think it's going to be good for your dynasty fantasy team. I think Rattler is going to have a nice bounce back performance. I think they're going to protect the football. I think the Saints are going to cover this number. And this to me feels like it's a field goal game either way. You could see Tampa winning by three. You could see New Orleans winning by three. I actually think this game could get some points for those of you who like to bet the totals. It's 46.5 right now. It's like small lean to the over with that one. But plus four is a bet that I made. There's one of them still out there in the market, but we're 3.5 pretty much everywhere. I still like it at 3.5. Anything above a field goal. I think Vita Vea is going to end up playing, but this Bucks, like the wide receiver core with the injuries, the defense now with injuries, I don't like it at all for Tampa. And I think New Orleans, this is not 3.5 or 4 if they don't turn the ball over four times against Chicago. Now they're back at home indoors. I like the Saints to cover this number. I took plus four earlier this afternoon.
I don't know if we'll be against each other here because I haven't bet the game yet. If I had to bet it, I'd lay Tampa. That you can really hit the Saints secondary down the field, and I think that's what Baker's going to have cooked up here with Egbuka and maybe even some Tez Johnson. Tez Johnson's got something to him.
He's good.
He's a good player. If I had to bet the game, I'd bet Tampa. I'll talk more about it on Sunday. You better you bet on this Friday, finalizing our card for Week 8 in the NFL. Colts and the Titans, Femi, on Sunday afternoon in Indianapolis. The Colts are, well, let's call it 15, a 15-point favorite, crazy, against Cam Ward and the Titans. Total in this game, 48. Terrible injury report for Tennessee yet again. Lejarius Sneed, their number one corner. What a bust that move was with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
IR, out at least four games. Calvin Ridley's out. Jeffrey Simmons is out. I mean, that's ridiculous. And Indy's 15-point favorite. So the betting market knows the gap between these teams. How are you betting it?
I am not betting this game. The number says that I should probably bet Tennessee. I just don't want to do that because like they're the worst ATS team in the last like 20 games in the regular season. Look, Daniel Jones laying this big of a number. I get the team's awesome and he's been awesome. Like he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the league so far and the offense has been the best in the league. I just can't get there. So to me, if it was below 14, I'd probably lay it with Indianapolis. But now that we're through that key number, and who knows how high we go? Like, why stop at 15.5 if everybody loves the Colts? Maybe this touches 16.5 or 17, but I'm passing the game. This is just, it's a little bit outrageous for me to bet Indy at this price.
I liked Rob when Rob Bazzola, our friend, joins us every Thursday. I liked his thought on the over of the game and maybe Indianapolis team total over as well. I'm on BetMGM, so like, yeah, the problem with it is over 30.5 is juiced pretty high up there. So you'd have to bet over 31.5. I don't hate Cam Ward in like catch-up mode if the Colts score a million points. Like, lean for me towards the over, lean for me towards Colts team total over. We'll finalize the plays coming up on Sunday. Two more games for us to hit as I get back to my odds board. Those games. Ooh. I actually... Okay. Humble brag. was working out this morning.
Mm.
And I thought about Cowboys Broncos. I thought about Cowboys Broncos for like 15 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't wait to watch this game. Denver's a 3.5-point home favorite. My guess is we close 3. Total of the game is 51. Clean injury report for Denver. Trevon Diggs is out for the Cowboys. They might get Cooper Beebe back. Tyler Guyton's questionable. I mean, how do you want to bet this game, Dallas and Denver?
I agree with you. I think the right number should be 3. So at 3.5, it's a bet on the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys defense, the Diggs injury is a bummer, but like they're terrible with Trayvon Diggs. They're terrible with Trayvon Diggs. I think they'll be terrible without him. I don't think that's going to be a factor. But I think the Cowboys offense in that passing game against this Broncos secondary, that's like the matchup of the week. That's going to be a hell of a game and see how CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens up against PS2 and Riley Moss. I can't wait to see how that unfolds. But I do think the way Dak is playing and the way the Cowboys can run the football, I think is the big thing that we will see with this game. I think Dallas keeps the game competitive. It's a field goal game either way. So give me +3.5.
I agree with you. Okay. What's the best unit in the game?
I think it's the Cowboys offense.
I also think it's the Cowboys' offense.
Yeah.
I can't believe they traded Micah Parsons. I know I've said it, and I promise I'm not saying that like to make you or Cowboys fans feel bad. Like, I legitimately can't believe it. They would be so much
fun with season Parsons,
away. But alas, yep. Yeah, they. Well, maybe. Like, why can't they make the play? Like, their offense is insane.
The defense, I think, is going to prevent them from making the playoffs. It's just
maybe. Well, how about this? I think it'll definitely prevent them from like getting to a Super Bowl. The offense is good enough that like they could get in and maybe like win a game. So I do think like the upside is there for that. But I do agree with you. The ultimate upside is capped by the defense. Dallas +3.5 for me as well. And let's close in the Aaron Rodgers Bowl on Sunday Night Football as the Steelers. Interesting betting market here, right? Now we're almost down to 2.5, where we were at 3.5 at points this week. So jostling around either side of 3, the number at MGM, Packers 3, totals 45.5. Dontavian Wicks, I won't do the voice. I'll get canceled. Out for the Packers, Lucas Van Ness out. Matthew Golden, Christian Watson, questionable. Stone Cold Calvin Austin will be back in the lineup. What? He's going to play. What? He was injured and now he's healthy. What? He'll be out there. What? He'll be in pads. What? He'll be running routes. What do you like, Steelers and Packers?
That is like I don't think it's low key, but that's a hell of a Stone Cold bit. Like I've like obviously like Austin 316, blah, blah, blah. But like the what was a very good time what? Back in the WWF era. Yeah, it was a great time. We talked about this on Monday. It's one of my favorite bets of the week. Steelers +3.5. I still like it at Steelers +3. I don't know if we're going to get to 2.5 -110, but it might get heavily juiced come Sunday night. I just love Tomlin in this spot. 21-7-3 against the spread as a home underdog since he took over as a head coach in 2007. This is his moment, and in prime time, I think the Steelers pull off the upset and beat the Green Bay Packers Sunday night.
I bet the over. I bet 45. It's 45.5. Not a big difference. I think we'll see points in this game. Steelers defense is bad. Packers are going to score. Piss and vinegar game for Aaron Rodgers against his former team. I think the Steelers will score as well. Give me the over on Sunday Night Football.
Discount double check.
What else is going on? What else is going on in your life? I got to go to a kid's Halloween party tomorrow with my daughter.
I am getting my hair cut immediately after the show. We are going to Costco tomorrow morning.
How was Amalfi? We never talked
Amalfi
about
was great. Yeah, it was great. We went to Amalfi and then we did Amalfi And then we went to Absinthe, which is like a cool little like show, like a little bit like, yeah. like a risque sort of show out in Vegas. So yeah, it's like my wife's friends were in town, so we went and took them out and did the whole tourist in our town deal. But yeah, hell of a fun night, hell of a night, Saturday night. And yeah, it was great.
Am I supposed to say when like you went to a risque show, am I supposed to be like, yeah, like I see you? I have to be honest, like I'm a prude. I'll see everybody on Sunday. Femi and I are back on Monday. Until then, on behalf of everybody, I'm Nick Costos, wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck, and especially on behalf of Pineapple of the Week, Tyler Morales.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.